Testing. Hello, everybody. This is Frank with Iron Age News. It's the 24th of October, and there is a 4.5 foot long reptile creeping up the banks towards my house, being pursued by landscapers from a neighbor's yard. Situation normal, South Florida. Now, for some more alternate reality, those of you in the United States, I'm sure, who are trying to stay away from all the mainstream media have noticed that the Biden administration is doubling down. Two birds with one stone, as they would say, as the war machine, taking its cue from the already ongoing problems in the Islamic Republic of Iran, has mentioned Iran, Marsha, in the last 3 days of the Ukraine war. News. Iran is supplying weapons to the Russians, and that's bad. The amount of hypocrisy and bullshit swirling around in Washington, D.C. these days is completely out of control. At one point, we're sitting there, and this is across the row, as they say. Ted Cruz, idiot. Everybody, Democrat, idiot. Rubio getting there, he and Cruz on the subject of Nord Stream, especially was, I don't know what his video was, but this video came up about the Nord Stream pipeline as to who would have blown it up. And it's nothing but it's every Democrat plus a number of Republicans in Congress and the Senate saying that we cannot allow it to continue. So we'll get back to the other thing in a minute, but where is it say that we're allowed to decide what people do with their natural resources? Where does it say the United States is allowed to decide what they do with it? You know, this has been coming up more and more in the last few days. Once again, somebody's pushing this shit in Europe that the United States is making all this money supplying natural gas to Europe. I showed you a video, did a video. Qatar and the United States have both always supplied a certain amount of natural gas to Europe. Qataris will not supply more because they have a production schedule and they already have a lot of Asian clients, which make up their big money. And they know, as we know, that once this little fucking crisis is over, EU will go back to sticking it up their behinds. So in that point, the Qataris are not stupid. The Americans, on the other hand, I don't know how much more we're pushing. I think we're just pushing higher prices, which is funny because they're like, oh, why don't we get a discount because of the war? Well, that would be like OPEC. When Joe Biden goes to OPEC and says, hey, why don't you do me a favor on this? They're in business. These are businesses, you know. Why don't you do me that favor? You know, for years we've pretty much robbed these countries. You know what? Fuck them. It's their fault for being stupid enough to deal with us. You know who you're dealing with when you're dealing with, you know, modern America, post-Reagan especially. You know who you're dealing with, man. You know, it's just trying to survive the deal. It's sad to say that because it goes against everything I was brought up on. And that's why most of these people need to be put in the stripey hole. But I'm not in a position to do that. Neither are most people that would want it to happen. So we go along with what we go along with. There is no, that's like social. This is where the socialism guys are starting to pick in. They said, you know, if we were in charge as socialists, we would just liberate those Arab countries and then we'd all have oil or gas, right? Yeah, liberate them like they liberated Libya, right? Or Syria. Liberate the shit out of them. So that's number one big hypocrisy, that anybody owes you any favors in the energy world because you're in the middle of fighting a war. Well, first of all, why don't you declare that it's a war that you're all fighting? Why don't you declare it's NATO versus Russia? You know, do us all a favor. Instead of robbing the American public and the French public and the German public of millions and billions of dollars of weapons deals that you're making. God knows if the weapons are even being made. Do we see them be shipped half the time? Don't know. It could be paper transfer. God knows what's going on. You know, we just had Afghanistan, and here we are doing the same shit in Ukraine, which brings us to Ukraine. The United States news and some of the more ballsy, I think the French are in there a little bit too, but the French are busy bitching about the Americans making money on the natural gas thing. And they are making pretty good money. As far as I know, the French have a couple contracts going on into Ukraine. Germany, not as much as it would like, so that's why they're number one bitch fest. So the Iranians are supplying at least drone technology to the Russians. The Iranians are busy infiltrating the Southern Hemisphere. Most of the countries that are involved with the Mexican cartels, Venezuela, Mexico, all in Bolivia, trying to get into Colombia now. Central America, they have a bit of a stronghold, Mexico itself. And making their presence known, buying a hunk of Venezuela. So the Iranians have effectively opened a second front in the war in South America that the United States people in general are either unaware of or don't understand that it's a second front. So they're doing their help for the Russians, plus the drone technology. Now, for the United States and others to bitch and moan about that is kind of hypocritical, considering we can't stop dumping weapons into Ukraine and money, right? Iran needs to do what it's doing because they're part of the self-fulfilling prophecy axis of evil, right? The American government under whoever it's under, headed by Joe Biden, has been seeing and probably covered by half of the Republican Party in the Senate, at least, has seen the upstart, uprise, whatever, of the Iranian people since the death of that young girl a couple weeks back as a sign from Allah that it's time for regime change in Iran. That's why you're seeing all this stuff. So basically, they're putting themselves in a premise position where they hope by the time the 2024 election comes in that the United States is embroiled in yet another war, because traditionally we do not get rid of presidents in wartime. The only thing that Biden could do to save his ass is to have you involved in a war, because even if it's some out of control fucking thing, and somebody like Trump goes in and says, I'm going to withdraw, everybody will be on him about the withdrawal like they were on Biden about his withdrawal. Pretty much how it's going to run. But there's 2 years of slamming the Biden administration. There's 2 years where we should be pressuring the Republican Party to act like the Republican Party instead of the C group of the Democrat Party, and vote against everything that they want to do. They can't increase really the sanctions on Iran too much more. They're going to have to do something goofy like seize a ship, you know, something like that. They're going to have to take it to that next level so that way the Iranians will have to retaliate, and then we can go and do what we do best. Disrupt a bunch of shit and kill a bunch of people. You know, we may not win, but we will break everybody's toys before we go, as they say. So this misspeak, double talk nonsense, everybody sees it. I had somebody, I was at the store, and they're like, oh, you know, Iran's getting involved in Ukraine. I'm like, Iran's been involved in Ukraine since day one. Drone technology is a specialty of theirs. Don't know where they got it, but they've got it. And they do good work. Every drone that was flown from Yemen into Saudi Arabia is an Iranian drone. They're going to say it's a Yemeni drone, but since the Yemenis can barely make fire and are not quite sure whether or not to worship their poop coming out of their ass, it's an Iranian drone. But work with me here. The rest of the Arabs are pretty smart. And to some extent, these Yemenis are wily coyotes. but they ain't able, they aren't sitting out in the backyard building drones in their spare time. The Iranians are. And they've done a good job. They brought the Saudis to the table a couple times, you know, especially with that V1 buzz bomb of theirs, suicide drone. I mean, they had a lot of things going on. If they can continue to pick up on that, now that the trend in the Soviet warfare is going to be to break all their toys, things are going to change. And I find it odd when people are like, oh my God, the Soviets bombed this place the other day and there's 13 or 14 people that don't have water. Like, really? 13 or 14 people? Did you see what the place looked like after the Russians and Germans got done with it back in the 40s? I don't think people are aware of the scale of slaughter that occurs in different places and what they're telling you is happening. And we have no way to verify any of the stuff that we're seeing. I think the best thing for us would be if Elon Musk would take that stupid internet out of there, because there are probably more videos of people pointing out what is disinformation or misinformation or staged events than anything else. Granted that the Russians are fighting like shit. Granted that the Ukrainians are doing better. Excuse me. But however, the Russians don't have the United States Special Forces, Southern Special Operations Command running in the field with their people, which we have going on in the Ukraine. If you've noticed the incredibly accurate airstrikes and artillery and things like that, certain shit's a hallmark of the United States, the good old red, white, and blue. We may not know how to take care of the people very well, but we are very efficient with artillery and airstrikes. Those missiles that we sent over work well for the Ukrainians. However, you have to be able to put them in the locations they need to be placed. And that's forward observation. That has a lot of sophisticated things in fire control. I guess that's the term. But your artillery spotters or artillery observers have to know what they're doing. And we have some of the best in the world. And now the Ukrainians have some of the best in the world. Luckily, we all kind of look alike. It's not like the last time. So the guys are able to do some work. And bravo to them. You know, you're living the dream, right? Different climate, not as many mountains to go over. Good for you. So that is occurring. Not that, you know, like I said, not that the Ukrainians were doing bad, but they're much more efficient. At no point will that ever come up unless Biden tries to jerk around the Ukrainians. Even then, I don't know if he'd want to, because, you know, that's his son's area. What you would want to do if you were interested, and I can't do it right now, is go back about 5 years, if you can do the research. The Iranians were in Ukraine, okay? Their technical people are really good at certain things, very good at a lot of other things. You know, that once I said, they are not a bunch of illiterate head choppers. They are a bona fide villain. You want to have a Moriarty, the Iranians are your man. You know, he's for real. And I'm pretty sure you're going to find that they were involved in some type of either trying to get some work there or something along those lines. Because, see, you have to understand, as they mentioned before, Ukraine was a great place to walk into with $1 million in a suitcase when you're looking for a hooker and maybe two or three eight balls and do some business. So it was a good spot for them. As I said, their pipeline technology is first rate. The Russians probably have been learning a lot along those lines from them. They'll say it's not true, but I have a feeling that there has been some commingling there of data or mines. Once again, they're not dumb. And they need to make money. As you remember, the Cubans still to this day rent out their doctors and nurses to other countries. Used to rent out their soldiers in Africa, you know? And that was the other thing that was a joke. If you saw it, was the Wagner group. They're like, oh, there's Wagner mercenaries. Well, the Russians anyway, right? So the Russians have just brought their people back and said, you can't be mercenaries. You have to come here and fight. So there's nothing to that story either. If they were bringing mercenaries in from other countries, still wouldn't be the problem, because we had a thing called Blackwater that operated for a couple of days. And they were the Americans' mercenaries. So where are we going with this demonization stuff? You're in a war. We're supplying one side. The Russians are supplying the other side. No different than Korea. No different than Vietnam, right? Any of the 200 million other little wars we've been involved in that we shouldn't have been involved in. And it's really going to just be to bring down the EU. NATO has become a farce. I think that was exposed under President Trump's watch, that it was a money suck. It was a cash suck. I don't think they got the chance to tell you that it was a cash suck that benefited a lot of people internationally. And it was one of the many, like, if this was a criminal, if you have to think that the NATO in general, some of the people in the EU and a lot of people in the United States government were operating in a criminal cartel style, it was just another tentacle of the octopus out there sucking the money out of people. And with Trump exposing it as not having been living up to its real name, caused a lot of problems. So if we can't do our money sucking out of the EU, we'll have to find some other way to do it. And if we can't deal with the people that are running the European Union countries, then we'll have to do something about them. If you're those kind of people, I'm not that kind of person. I don't, you know, Europe should run itself. I don't think the EU is the greatest thing ever. I don't think it helps all the countries. I think it allowed Germany to conquer the parts of Europe it didn't conquer back in the 40s. Definitely see that. You know, their economies carried everybody. And now I think they may have realized that the dream of the old days was going to be a problematic situation anyway. Because one country can't carry all that dead weight. As I tell the mayor of my town, you can't carry all that dead weight with these other shit bags. Something has to break. Something has to go. You know, if Europe wants to fade into obscurity and become a movie set, that's fine. But it doesn't mean you should overload them with, you know, whatever, maniacs from the Middle East and Africa to the point where nothing goes on. You know, burning down ancient archaeological sites and shit like that because why? They didn't get their welfare check? There's a lot of bullshit out there. But I just wanted to focus on this stuff here with the Iranians. Next thing you're going to hear is the Iranians don't like the Americans. It's like America, they're called, they had a last, I saw three articles that Iran was America's biggest enemy. Probably is. But it's such a long line of enemies, you know? There's a book about the CIA called Looking for Enemies, you know, meaning that that's all they do. They don't go around to find friends. They go around to find enemies or make enemies because they prefer an adversarial relationship. You know, you see, like you said, look at a couple of these videos where they say who blew up Nord Stream. It's all Americans talking bad shit. But you know what? If you looked at, we'll be, and I can't really get into it because a part of it's not there. Was that energy treaty I talked about in the other video. So basically, let's say we do it, right? We did it. Well, we had to do it from the other end of the pipeline, which means we had to do it while it was in Russia. Because you can't tap a pipeline like that. It would have been a fucking nightmare, right? So that means the bomb would have had to go in up an insertion point in Russia. So either we've got some great James Bond guys working for us, or the Russians did it. And they say, well, why would the Russians do it? Well, because under that treaty and also with the companies that did most of the work, the Russians would be insured. So it's hurting them not to have that gas, but it's killing Europe. And at the end of the day, when they bring Europe under control, the fix the pipeline's already been insured. So they're getting their pipeline fixed for free, right? So they're losing short-term money, but they also have a look at the other video. I have the pipeline schematic on the first page because somebody's bitching about some other things that I had in there. So I put the actual picture of the other pipelines that flow from into Europe. Oh, and also the Norwegians are on the shit list because they too are taking advantage because there is a pipeline from Norway to Poland. So I would assume the Polish are also taking advantage of Europe because that's where the pipeline ends up. That pipeline came online a day or two before Nord Stream was blown up and they cross each other. So, you know, there's your list of murder victims or attempted murderers goes higher, right? But granted, America would want to do that. I would love to say they did it. I don't think they did, because of the, you know, if that video they showed, which I don't believe, because what would have happened is if there's other navies that are running the investigation, they would have had divers down. They would have cut the entire thing. You see the video, there's one piece that's going out, flaring out to the side, which would have meant the explosion came internally. They would have cut everything out. They would have cut it back to clean edges or as close to clean edges, because they have to go back to, and there's supposed to be 4 or 5 leaks. They want to probably at least cut the stuff off that's bad, so they can examine it with real metallurgists, you know, in situ, in case they have to do a video and show it to the world and say, this is what we found, here's the metal, here's what it looks like, you know, there you have it. So I'm going to go against America on this, but America happy, maybe America involved, you know, you don't know. Once again, are there enough people in Russia that would want to get rid of Putin? I don't want to get rid of Putin right now. I don't think most people want to get rid of Putin right now if he would withdraw from Ukraine. They would say, well, that teaches you a lesson. It's like hitting the dog on the nose with a newspaper. He won't do it again. We promise not to invade the country. Nobody is going to the conference tables. I think it's appalling. I think the American government are acting like a bunch of fucking pirates and nobody's calling them on it. You know, the Ukrainian government is not, if they're saying, well, we don't want to go, all right, we'll take all of our toys and we'll go. You fight them with fucking sharp sticks and rocks and see how it works. You want to talk Soviet atrocity? I'll put Soviet atrocity in the title of everything after that. The Americans pulled out everything. Holy shit, the world would change, right? The Russian morale would go through the roof. Guarantee you, because it's going to be a cold winter. And they used to say, winter loves Russia, you know, which is also the thing people better remember. Do not push past those occupied territories in the east there. Not that will bring on like real deal old school Russian animosity. Now, they're not going to use the bomb now, even though I know they have the low yields out. They're looking at them. I think he said, we'll use the Lona yields. And then they went to the 1947 hangar where they all were. And like mice had gotten into them like they would with ours. Like, we still have, like I mentioned in another video, the Davy Crockett's and things like that, the backpack sized bombs. They're all sitting there next to a pile of rusty P-38s. You know what I'm talking about? And chemical toilets. And it would probably be more dangerous to fire them. It would be on the other end of it. So there you have it. But once again, congratulations, American media, English media as well, for lying as well as you do to your own people. But then the media people really aren't people anymore, are they? So there you have it. Otherwise, have a good week. It's Monday here, and that's about all. Bye.